Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, March 5th. Coming up, a screening of an Oscar-nominated film, a tournament for a Quidditch-inspired sport, and of course, live music. Will Call is coming up, where we'll tell you all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Voters in Illinois will decide on a number of important seats in this primary election, including for the U.S. Senate and other local and statewide races. IPM Student Newsroom's Cooper O'Kelly went out on the quad to hear how some students at the University of Illinois feel about the upcoming election.
Freshman Esme Connor is a Democrat and says voting is especially important for college-age students.
If we want to be able to have any say in our future, we have to speak up now because political process is very slow, and even if we just shift it a little bit now, that'll help us out in the future.
Freshman Aaron Weiss says he leans Republican but isn't planning to vote because he doesn't think his vote matters.
You're never going to know if like who you vote for is actually going to honor what they say on like their platform, if that makes sense. And like, I don't think there have been that many candidates in like Congress or whatever that have.
In the eyes of freshman Teresa Merlot, casting your vote is important because you're making your voice heard. She says this is something that isn't always easy on a college campus as a Republican.
It's important to speak the truth and to stand up for what you believe in, even if like people hate on you for it, bully you for it, it's still important to use your voice.
Early voting is underway and the primary election is March 17th. I'm Cooper O'Kelly, IPM News.
You can find a voter guide for the primary election at ipmnewsroom.org. Police in Champaign are looking for suspects in a shooting that injured a 15-year-old and caused part of Parkland College to go into lockdown yesterday. The shooting occurred yesterday morning near the corner of Mattis Avenue and Parkland Way. Police say the victim was walking when a suspect opened fire on them. The victim was transported to a hospital and is in stable condition. The Parkland College satellite campus on Mattis went into lockdown following the nearby incident. The college reported there was no active shooter on site and kept its main campus open. Parkland says yesterday's scheduled afternoon classes at the Mattis facility were canceled, but evening classes there were held as usual. Healthcare providers who serve low-income patients and the uninsured are accusing drug manufacturers of restricting access to certain low-cost medicines. Capital News Illinois reports the federal 340B program requires drug manufacturers to provide sharply discounted drugs to safety net clinics, federally qualified health centers, and certain other providers who serve low-income and uninsured patients. Drug manufacturers deny that they are restricting access to those drugs, but say the 340B program needs broader reforms at the federal level. A bill that would prohibit drug companies from restricting access to those drugs is awaiting final action in the Illinois House. The Illinois women's basketball team won their first match of the Big Ten tournament in Indiana yesterday, beating Wisconsin 82-70. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
Illinois quickly got out to a 10-point lead in the first quarter, which set the pace for the rest of the game. By the end of the first half, sophomore forward Barry Wallace led Illinois with 11 points and gave them an 8-point lead to start the second half. Illinois widened the point gap to 16 points by the fourth quarter with 2 minutes remaining, a gap the Badgers couldn't overcome. Wallace ended with 22 points and 5 rebounds, and freshman guard Destiny Jackson also scored 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. The women's team advances to the second round of the tournament, where they'll take the court again today at 5:30 p.m. to face Michigan State. I'm Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
And the men's basketball team will travel for their final regular season game and take on Maryland this Sunday at 2 p.m. Still to come, we'll hear what's happening in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, cloudy with areas of dense fog, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and a high of 61 degrees, with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with areas of dense fog and a chance of a thunderstorm with a low of 49 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with a high of 75 degrees and a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 58 degrees, south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, and for Saturday, a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees, and a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with Colleen Shogan, a former archivist of the United States, the person responsible for safeguarding federal records. It's traditionally been a nonpartisan post, but Shogan was one of the first high-profile officials fired by President Trump. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This Friday at 11 a.m., Illinois Soul will bring you live coverage from Chicago as the nation honors a civil rights giant, the Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson. From the House of Hope, it's the People's Celebration, a powerful public homegoing service for a leader who marched, organized, and fought for justice. Join Illinois Soul on 101.1 FM or stream it at illinoissoul.org Friday at 11 a.m.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, March 5th, as part of the Roger Ebert Center for Film Studies, One Battle After Another is screening at Knight Auditorium at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana. That starts at 7 p.m. You can join the Roger Ebert Center for Film Studies at the Ebert Fellow screening with this Oscar-nominated film.
And if you want to catch another show that same night at 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater in Champaign, Peter and the Star Catcher kick off Champaign Park District's 2026 Youth Theater Season with this prequel to Peter Pan. There are 7 p.m. shows March 5th through March 7th and a 1 p.m. show on March 7th. You can find out more information at the Virginia Theater's website.
And on Friday, March 6th, Danville's Got Talent, Battle of the Best, starts at 6 p.m. at the Fisher Theater in Danville. See 9 performers compete in group and individual rounds, including past champions. Visit the Fisher Theater website for more information.
And we have another show also on Friday, March 6th at 7 p.m. at Cotter Grimm Theatrical Storytellers in Danville. This is The Last Days of Judas Iscariot. Catch the opening night of this dramatic and comedic play set in an imagined world that explores the Bible's most notorious sinner. There are also shows on March 7th and March 8th. You can find out more information on their website.
And on Saturday, March 7th, it's the U.S. Quad Ball National Qualifier Tournament. This starts at 8 a.m. at the Rantoul Family Sports Complex. Spend the weekend seeing college and club teams from across the nation compete in this Quidditch-inspired sport. It is also on Sunday, March 8th.
Also on Saturday, March 7th, there is the Illini Cat Club Cat Show. This is happening at the McLean County Fairgrounds in Bloomington. This feline event includes an obstacle course competition, cat-related merchandise, a human cat costume contest, also a stuffed animal contest, and more. This is also happening on March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I have a cat, and she would probably do okay on the course competition if there was food, because she's obsessed with food. She's a tortie.
Well, if you are obsessed with cats, you should go and check out the Illini Cat Club Cat Show. That's happening on Saturday, March 7th.
And also on Saturday, March 7th, Discover India 2026 at the Folinger Auditorium in Urbana starts at 5 p.m. Explore a cultural exhibition including traditional dance and music performances, a fashion show, and a DJ celebration.
On Sunday, March 8th, the annual Kickapoo Rail Trail Cleanup. This is happening from 1 to 3 p.m. You can meet at the Kickapoo Rail Trail and jump into some spring cleaning by removing trash from the trail. You can find out more information at champagneforests.org.
And on Sunday, March 8th, Illinois Ballet Company's Spring 2026 show starts at 2 p.m. at Lincoln Hall in Urbana. Enjoy the spring performance by this professional-level ballet company. Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Cooper O'Kelly, Arjun Tucker, Jonathan Matthew, Adeline Moy, and myself. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.